Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
His whole family watching, his whole high school football team watching. He did great. Browns lost.
He was also watching the last drive.
He was watching the Ernest Johnson in the backfield.
Do you think that thought came to him? Do you think he looked up at them high school kids and he thought, I might as well just go up and sit with them? Caller brought that up, that he shook his head. Damn it!
Do we have that?
Nobody noticed. I was hoping nobody noticed.
Okay, when was it in the game?
I said at the beginning of the show I was disappointed and that I'm going to be mad here in a couple of weeks. See, this is the type of loss. This is the type of loss that will fester. And this is the worst type of loss, I'm telling you right now. Because they could be 3-1, and it's not that they could be 3-1, they should be 3-1. They should be.
Then they should be 4-0, then.
Yeah, I know. I didn't want to even think of that. But, like, if they lose next week.
Put them at 5-0.
If they lose next week, and because it'll be a tight game. This is the NFL, and it's the last 2 minutes. Like, I sit there, and I love that sensation. I really do. I love the sensation I get in the last 2 minutes of a football game, knowing that my life is going to be awesome in the morning, or it's going to be a living hell. It's one of the two. I really do. Guys, you got to understand is that we wake up every morning, we wonder what you're wondering. We wonder what you're thinking. And I sit there in the final 2 minutes of every game, and it's such an incredible thought of what my day is going to be in the morning. Is this going to be a good day, or is it going to be a bad day? And yesterday, I had that thought. They went to the two-minute break, and I go, what is tomorrow going to be? And today, not a good day. And I usually have that pit, that gut sinking feeling. Lyman is following the story right now on his phone. I'm going to let him do his thing because might have a little bit of news coming up at 9:40 that has technically something to do with the Browns, but not a whole lot to do with the Browns. Either way, so Lyman's going to work on some here. I'm just going to talk to you for a second. I get this sinking gut ulcer feeling when they lose a game, and I'm disappointed now. But I know I'm going to be so angry and pissed in like 3 weeks, and that's how it makes it worse, because this thing is going to sprout like a weed in the middle of the yard. And I'm just going to not be able to get outside and dig that thing up and be able to pull it out, and I know it's just going to boil over, and I'm going to be out here screaming like a wild man in a few mornings. I know what's going to happen. In like 3 weeks by Halloween, I'm going to be in here, and I'm going to be sweaty and loud and shouting from the rooftop, and Owen's going to have to ride the dump button because I might accidentally cuss. It's going to be a bad morning. I already got the feeling. I already know how this goes. Damn it, I already know how this goes. Because a caller calls in and goes, oh, this is leadership. You know, if there wasn't a car accident there, and I go, oh, come on, that's not his fault. Okay. And then I get another call and goes, hey, did you see Nick Chubb shaking his head on the sidelines again there, Ken? And I go, I thought Lyman didn't notice that. And then I'm watching the game on mute, and I got Jim and Nathan and Gerard on the free Odyssey app, which you can listen to within 100 miles of downtown Cleveland. Cue it up there, Owen. And it's second and goal, and it's 10-7. It's 10-7 Atlanta. It's second and goal. You got Nick Chubb, who some people said could be a Hall of Famer by the time it's all said and done. And I'm watching, remember, I'm watching on TV, and I actually enjoy, if I'm listening, I enjoy listening to the game on a bit of a delay, so then I can hear what Jim and Nathan are thinking, so then I can hear it a little bit secondhand, like, oh, what are they going to see here? And so Jim is calling this second down. Do we have it there, Owen? Jim is calling this second down and goal. And just listen, give me the whole call if you can. Can we find the whole call? Yeah, I'm going to give Owen some time, because, guys, I want you to hear this. This is where I knew that my coach was overthinking it. And it wasn't where Arthur Smith was just beating Kevin Stefanski. Kevin Stefanski yesterday beat Kevin Stefanski. Because my coach, our coach, was just overthinking it yesterday. Are they the highest paid offensive line in the NFL?
They've got to be up there.
I got millions of dollars of beef.
And a first round pick.
At the one. Second and goal from the one. The blue line says the one. Drop back to pass. Boom. Not even, I mean, no play action. I might have written play action. I might have given him credit. No, he dropped back. I mean, drop like John Elway. Let me throw a seven-step drop here from the one-yard line. I mean, what?
It made no sense. It made no sense at the time.
Got your own way, sir. I'm sorry.
I just don't get that.
I'm not sorry. And
I just don't get that whole, well, they're guessing this, so we have to do this. When you have Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt, I'll just never understand that. And maybe I'm too simplistic on it. Maybe he's got a set of rationale. Maybe he saw something in the alignment of the Falcons that made him think there was no way they could score a touchdown with a guy as talented as Nick Chubb or another guy as talented as Kareem Hunt.
Fifth highest paid. They're the fifth highest paid in the NFL. I'm sorry. Top five. I beg your pardon. I'm coughing. 216-578-0092. Like, I knew it right there. I was like, why are we getting in our own way? Why are you doing this? Why are you doing this? Stop doing this. Like, you got your backup quarterback. Like, some of this stuff is supposed to be dead on. Like, I know it's not as easy as what we make it out to be. I get that. I give you credit for that. I know you're the professional coach who spent your entire life in the NFL. I get all that, man. I give you the proper respect you deserve. But some of this stuff is just asinine to me. Where we overthink this stuff. How many more screens can we call before we look at each other and go, guys, this ain't working. Whether it's Kareem Hunt or Nick Chubb or David Njoku or Pio Sagapulitelli or whoever the hell it is, it ain't working. Now I'm mad. It ain't working. It ain't working. Again, you fall in love with a play and you hold it close to your bosom and you just keep it right there. And that's the play you're going to run. And damn it, you're going to run it. And if it don't work, you're just going to keep, you're going to run that thing. Dave in Buffalo, you're next up with the Fan. Yellow.
Hey, guys, I love your show. I just wanted to make that point. But real quick, I'm going to stay on the subject right now about, you know, disappointing in the coaching, especially in the red zone. And I want to point to that first drive because it's something I really haven't heard talked about. You know, they're third and one. Atlanta's got three down linemen. Cleveland's in a 12 personnel with Chubb. You've got a quarterback that I think maybe has missed once in his life. In terms of quarterback sneaks, have been sneaking it all day long, or they were successful later on. And what do you try to do? You try to run Nick Chubb off tackle. If you look at his steps, he absolutely went that way. I think this goes back to your point, which is so frustrating, is that Kevin Stefanski is outthinking Kevin Stefanski instead of trying to sneak, because you know you're going to go for it in that position on fourth down. So why
like
not
sometimes,
take, instead of taking a
yeah.
chance?
Like sometimes I look at this and I would say, it is as simple as Dave, and thank you very much for your patience in the call. It's as simple as what it was when we were all in high school, which is terrible and true. It's a yard. If you can't get it, you don't deserve it. That's all. Like, if you got to call a timeout, were there timeouts left at that time? Like, you look at them and go, if you guys can't get a bleeping yard here, then you don't deserve to score.
What would people have said? What would our calls have been, do you think? Because we overreact to everything.
If they wouldn't have scored, like if they would have tried, yeah. if they would have tried to pound it with Nick Chubb and it not worked and it was third down, and they would have tried to pound it with Nick Chubb again and it didn't work and it was fourth down, and they would have tried to pound it with Nick Chubb again and it didn't work and they didn't get it in, I'm sure they would have said, why don't we play action and this, that, and the other? And who knows? Maybe I'm a total hypocrite, and I probably am. Maybe I would have been calling him out. That's perfectly fair. I don't know. I know me. I'm an ultra-conservative guy when it comes to my offense. I would have tried to run the ball three times because I have this tremendously great offensive line, and I'm from a yard out. And when I look at 1 yard away, I look at it, I get excited about those matchups. I say it's inside zone. We're talking man versus man. We're talking about who's got the pills to go out there and get me a touchdown and put this thing in the lead, baby. That's what I'm talking about here. I get excited over that sort of thing. I think every guy in Northeast Ohio listening to this gets excited over that thing, too. Not seven-step drops. Terry in Cleveland.
Guys, bear with me because I'm still kind of hoarse from yesterday. I want to say a couple of things. Now, and you guys have been saying it today, and I've been hearing it weekly. And I've been saying it since two seasons. Stefanski is so smart that he outthink himself. And Stefanski made that comment and said, I should have put my players in better position. You should have put yourself in a better coaching position. It makes me think that he's kind of selfish, because I cannot think that or believe that his coaching staff is not putting it in his ear, hey, do this, or this is how much time we have on the clock, or this team has this many timeouts, or et cetera, et cetera. You're running Njoku on a sweep.
What was that? What in the hell was that play?
And guys, you know that I've been calling and saying that Stefanski is suspect, and even though we had Baker, but Baker lightweight threw it out there, and he said, I wish the offensive coordinator would call more plays, because he called more plays to his comfort. And it makes me think, when you have a coach and an offensive coordinator or offensive staff, and you guys are just mixing it up together, and you guys see it, he's outthinking himself. He's out-coaching himself. You see what the Green Bay Packers did, how they managed that clock and drove, even though it was an overtime game, but they managed it. When will we be able to have that? I'm tired of winning games and seeing Stefanski having a bad coaching game in games we won versus games that we lose with a bad coaching on some bad players, because you're going to get some bad plays, fumbles. That's in the game. So you got to learn how to be dominant and smart. He do not know how to play chess, guys. He's out there playing checkers with himself. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Terry. Coming up next. Oh, no, we got time. Ken in Maple Heights. I'm sorry. Ken, hello. My bad.
Yo,
go ahead, Ken.
Yeah.
Real
yo,
quick. Go
up,
ahead.
Man?
Gotta go quick.
What
go
up?
Ahead.
Yeah, man. Stefanski gotta go, man. It's time for him to go, man. You got the ball with under 5 minutes left to go in the
Delicious.
Game. Only thing you gotta do is run the ball and run the clock out. And this guy drops back the pass for a tight end screen. And then he goes into shotgun and runs the ball. And then they have no choice left but to throw the ball. I mean, it's absolutely inexcusable. I mean, you don't get another chance. And he's been doing this his whole time here at Cleveland. You get no more chances. That's pathetic.
I'll tell you this, Cannon. I thank you very much for the call. Like, I'm upset about the fourth or second and one. I'm pounding away. I don't want to get rid of – I don't like calling for jobs. I don't call for jobs anyway, but I don't want to do that just yet. I still like I've liked him calling plays up until yesterday. I don't know why he outthought himself. I didn't understand that part of it.
That's what's so curious to me, because we don't think of Stefanski as losing the bigger picture like that. And that seems like in that instance he did. He's so normally calm. They've been really good with their set of coaches and their analytics people of doing the smart thing and just trying to fool a Falcons defense that hadn't stopped anybody before this game. That was so bizarre.
Reaction Monday, driven by Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, of Willoughby. We got this game and a major controversy, a brouhaha, if you will, down in Columbus. We got to talk about with Doug LeMaurice, Cleveland.com, coming up next on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're going to have Doug LeMaurice on here in just a few moments.
talking about the Browns and how Ryan Day nearly went toe-to-toe with Greg Schiano.
That was great. Because I missed the whole game because I was in transit and I was doing a game at the same time. So I missed it. And then I saw the only storyline from that game and it just made me chuckle. So we'll talk to Doug about that in just a second. I did just tweet out, the entire population of Cedartown, Georgia in attendance yesterday must have really loved watching Michael Dunn, D'Ernest Johnson, and Hajati Fruhort on the field in key moments instead of the dominant Nick Chubb.
It's Yelda.
That's not how you pronounce it?
No, we've talked about this. It's Yelda Froholt.
Wait, Hilda Frau Farfisina?
It's Yelda Froholt.
Magnus for Magnuson?
No.
That's who they jumped on the field with?
Yelda Froholt, not Marius Pudzianowski.
So he's on the roster so they can use him one play a game just in those situations?
He was in for two plays.
Two plays, okay. Anthony Schwartz had 11 snaps, by the way, yesterday. I had not even realized that.
You guys all want to give up on him. What do you think now, huh? Okay. Yelda Froholt. Let's go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline to talk about Yelda Froholt as well as the other 52 Cleveland Browns. Doug Lamorie joining us on the show, and that will be a drop. Hello, Doug.
Hey guys, how you doing?
We're doing wonderful. I'm doing better now. I mean, I really was. Yeah. I was in a full shoot for a second there, buddy. Sorry about that. Yeah.
Understandable.
Yeah. I said this is a game where I like they lost and I'm like, I'm disappointed. I'm not really mad, but I'm like, this is one that's gonna fester. Because if they lose, like, all right, the Chargers, a lot of people got that marked as a loss. The Patriots, I think they can win that. And then, I could just see myself being really mad about this loss in a few weeks because I just feel that, I'm sorry, I feel that Kevin Stefanski kind of outcoached Kevin Stefanski in this one, buddy. Maybe you see it differently. Please tell me you see it differently.
Yeah. No, I think that's right. You know, I mean, the Jets loss was just like such, incompetence, late with so many mistakes and how can you have a team that plays like this and completely throws a win away? I thought this was more that I don't know that Kevin lost the game for him as much as he had a chance to win it for him, and he didn't, right? Like, this team needed help. This would have been a game like, oh, man, you know, Miles is out and Clowney's out and Anthony Walker just got hurt and, you know, all this stuff's happening and, wouldn't it be great just for, you know, Kevin Stefanski just dialed it up and sprinkled some pixie dust and wow, you know, Kevin really was there when his team needed him. And like you said, I think he was like trying to do that, but he tried too hard. You know, I mean, there were just instances of, you know, the tight end reverse. And I thought the worst play of the game was the second down pass on the goal line, where you're setting yourself up where you could get a holding call instead of a sneak or handing it off to one of your two backs. So, yeah, I mean, I think they're not bad, but they had a chance to be in really good shape, and instead they're just in okay shape. And so I do think it's a little bit of a different vibe from the Jets game, but I think Kevin outthinking himself is a good way to put it.
Doug Lamorie with us on the hotline. A lot of this started on the first drive that people started second-guessing. Now, I'll be honest, when I'm sitting there watching them on that first drive, knowing the tendencies of Kevin Stefanski, did not surprise you, whether you want to call it the 3-yard line, the 4-yard line, did not surprise me at all to see him going for it. He's been pretty consistent in going for just about everything when it comes to being aggressive. Now, we can talk about the plays that led to that and where we were on that entire series, but how much did that surprise you? Knowing that, you know, people expected Atlanta to be able to put points on the board in this game, I thought Stefanski had a case for saying we're going to have to keep up with the Joneses in this one.
Yeah, I mean, I would prefer that, right? I mean, he's kind of been at the leading edge of going for it on fourth down, and if you had a super conservative coach who was punting all the time and never went for it, people would be much more frustrated with that. And we can't live in a world where if you go for it on fourth down and make it, you're a genius. And if you go for it on fourth down and miss it, you're an idiot. You know, like, we have to understand there's a process to it. And I think we do like that part of Kevin Stefanski. The one thing I'm curious about, and I asked our people on the podcast yesterday, I'm curious with you guys, Brissett is a good quarterback in a certain kind of way, kind of in a don't make mistakes, be efficient kind of way. Should Kevin be any like less aggressive because of his style of quarterback, right? That I thought that you wind up with a chance to tie or win the game at the end in a 2-minute drive, but you're asking Jacoby Brissett to be something he's not in that situation. And maybe if you were slightly more conservative earlier in the game, you would have been in a different spot there. Should he be different on fourth downs and different in how he attacks things because his quarterback is efficient and, you know, doesn't make mistakes, but he's not, you know, a game-breaking talent? Should that matter at all?
I'm not sure. I would think that I would probably call it a bit more conservatively, wouldn't I? Wouldn't I do
that? That's what I'm wondering. Yeah. It's like, hey, we like Kevin Stefanski going for it on fourth and four. Should he pull back on that because he has Jacoby Brissett kick the field goals, don't make mistakes, and that's how you're going to win?
Because, Doug, I was thinking like in the final, was it the final drive or was it the drive? No, final drive, 2 minutes left, right? Like he's in field goal range. Like he's right at the precipice of field goal range, right? And I think he's wrestling with, all right, my defense is gassed. He's there on the sidelines. He can see it. I can feel it from 1,000 miles away that the defense is gassed, right? So he knows that they're tired. I know they're tired. You do too. He doesn't want them to get the ball back. So what does he do? Does he want to go to overtime? Does he want to kick a field goal, go to overtime? Because you got confidence in Cade York. You're indoors, everything like that. Or does he want to go down and kick the? Does he want to go down there and score the touchdown? And I'm still thinking, well, yeah, you might not put him in a great position, but it's like, man, you have a quarterback that, as much as I like Jacoby Brissett, and he's been good this year, no doubt about it. Let's not get overly emotional over this. He does take horrific sacks, like he did yesterday on 2nd and 15 when there's three guys rushing. I just wanted to fall down and die when he took that sack yesterday. And then now you got to roast it, and it led to a terrible situation for everybody involved. And I'm thinking, man, it's like you thought yourself out of that one too. I know your defense is tired, but there's only so much you can do with a quarterback that's not really built to just go flinging it down the field. Jacoby's not built that way.
It feels like Kevin and Jacoby are such a good marriage when he only asks Brissett to do what Brissett can do, right? And I think the previous two games, that's what it was. It was all the things we're talking about. But as soon as you ask a little bit more, that's when you get yourself in trouble. And so it is a dance that you have to do. I think Kevin really likes coaching Jacoby Brissett when it's on their terms. And so I just think you have to play to the strength of your quarterback, which is don't get him in a situation where he's trying to lead a game-winning 2-minute drill and he's dropping back to throw on every play. I was even surprised they didn't run it a couple times more in the 2-minute drill. Well,
I agree with you. Yeah, I agree with you. I'm thinking, all right, if I got to put my defense out there, then fine. I guess I got to put my defense out there, which isn't great. And hey, you know, we've gotten to this spot, but I even go back to 2nd and goal. I know the ball popped out of Nick Chubb's hands and he was already whistled down. And that's maybe a stroke of luck, fine, whatever. But I'm thinking 2nd and goal, it's a test of will, it's a test of men. I'm going to bet on my offensive line. I'm going to put it in their hands. Go out, get me the 6, because I'm thinking about what's going to be more advantageous to my quarterback later on. Tying the game is not going to be advantageous to my quarterback later on. Leading the game may be more advantageous. Clearly is going to be more advantageous to my quarterback later on.
And you had a chance to like sneak Brissett 3 times until he got in. You know, it's
true.
Just like, why?
True.
That's just so hard of, because Wyatt Teller's a mauler in the run game, man. I think he gets about one holding call a game in the pass game. He gets a little grabby every now and then. That can't be something. That wasn't a complete shock. You're setting yourself up for that possibility. And so it's hard because it was right there and outthinking yourself. We're going to be, right? I mean, you're going to be, everyone's going to be, in a month you might be, but Kevin Stefanski especially, I think this is going to be one that, you know, he may think about for the rest of his career if they're sitting at the end of the year, you know, one game out of the playoffs.
Doug Lamorese with us on the hotline. They've had, according to two different metrics that I've been able to unearth, they've had the easiest schedule in the NFL. So while it is good that other teams in this division and in the AFC that we thought would be premier teams, or at least ahead of us to start the year, they're kind of bunched in with us. With that said, how much have they squandered this opportunity and these quarterbacks that they've gone up against early?
Yeah, because that's the thing that I'm thinking about. Again, Jacoby Brissett on their terms has been really efficient and effective. But when you're playing Justin Herbert and Josh Allen and Tom Brady and Joe Burrow and Lamar Jackson, is it going to be less on your terms? And are we going to be in more situations where it's going to be like the final drive of the game where it's like, okay, you know, it's money-making time. You really need Jacoby Brissett to come through for you right here. And that's going to be a real problem that could be an issue for them, because you're going to have to ask more of him, and you've blown your chances to beat Marcus Mariota and Joe Flacco. And that's what I wonder about. It's going to be the Jacoby Brissett version that people don't like as much.
Doug LaMaurice joining us here on the show. So what's this stretch now? Chargers coming to town. Then they got the Patriots where they can't keep a quarterback healthy. Answer it quick. We in trouble here, or do you still have optimism?
No, I mean, I don't think it's trouble, but it is. I mean, we all know it's not just about the quarterback thing. They need better support from the rest of the team. They blew a coverage again. You know, they got to get their best guys healthy. The idea that Amari Cooper got taken away was a little concerning. One catch for nine. It's nice to see David Bell and Donovan Peoples-Jones contribute, but I thought that was a little bit of a red flag of, man, Cooper had been so good, and all of a sudden he's a non-factor. You can't let that happen, but they need everybody else to be better, because you can't put Jacoby Brissett in a spot like that again. So I think it could be good right now, and it's only okay is the main issue. It doesn't mean they're about to fall off a cliff, but they don't have as much margin for error as they should.
Could Greg Schiano beat every other Big Ten coach in a fight?
We were having a huge discussion about the jersey point. That three-finger point, you know, we were doing some Polly Walnut stuff. I wouldn't want to mess with Schiano, but also Ryan Day has got a little, you know, a little New Hampshire in him there, man. You don't want to mess with that either. So that would have been a good one.
Wait, Doug, please expound on the New Hampshire, the mean streets of New Hampshire and what I'm missing here.
Oh yeah. No, my dad's from New Hampshire, man. There's people back in the day that used to work in the mill and stuff. Like you don't want to mess with that. Ryan Day can handle himself. New Hampshire style.
I'll kick Ryan Day's ass right here, right now.
He does.
I'm thinking too much of Dartmouth, Doug. That's the problem here.
Oh no, Manchester, New Hampshire, man. That's a little rough and tumble. That's not Ivy League.
So who ordered the code red? It was clearly the player, right? He just saw green grass and high tides forever, and went into business for himself, right?
Yeah, that's right. It's just an automatic if you see that much of an opening. And like I said, you know, he's Australian. He hasn't played a ton of American football. So maybe he was the translation of, like, don't do that when you're up five touchdowns in the fourth quarter. Got a little bit lost. But, yeah, no real intent there.
I just didn't like the reactions. Like, I don't think that Ryan Day was trying to do that on purpose. And there were a lot of people going, yeah, take that, Schiano. And it's like, well, hold on here. I think what we have here is a major misunderstanding. And then right at the end of the game, like, Ryan Day is like, hey, man, I didn't mean to do that.
Well, and Doug, the punter, people are saying there was karma because the punter got his clock clean.
He did.
What do you make of them even coming after the punt to begin with? I mean, it just seems like, all right, if you're going to come after the punt, one thing a punter doesn't want to be is vulnerable. When are they most vulnerable? When they're getting crushed back there with their leg up in the air. So he took off and ran with it. To me, I see no problem if Rutgers is going to rush him. Then, yeah, just take off. You got green space in front of them. And then if you get crushed 10 yards out of bounds, all right, well, there's your on-the-field gridiron justice at play.
And in Big Ten games, I get really upset when people are like, that was mean, you know, oh, you're rubbing it in. If you're a conference team, right, and you're splitting the TV money, if you're splitting the TV money, you can handle yourself for 60 minutes. And I asked Greg Schiano that, and he said that. He said he had no problem with that. It's Rutgers' job to stop him. It wasn't a rubbing it in conversation. It was really sort of like there was a late hit, and then everybody was kind of scuffling around, and they wanted to make sure it didn't get worse. But, you know, you can't feel sorry. Rutgers is making millions of dollars because people like to watch Ohio State on TV. You get for 60 minutes what you get for 60 minutes, but they weren't trying to do that.
Doesn't mean you can run it up on them there, Doug.
Yeah, no, absolutely you can run it up. It's a completely different discussion than Toledo and Arkansas State. There's no reason our Rutgers can't be what Ohio State is. You can absolutely, it's impossible. The phrase does not exist in conference play. Run it up.
I mean, Rutgers is, you know, the birthplace.
Threshold. Yeah. They've been doing it for 300 years. Be better.
I mean, you don't treat them like the Mulkey brothers out there, man. Come on.
Yes, you do. Or you don't get your full share of the TV money. Turn your TV money in if your feelings are hurt.
Oh, Doug. My feelings aren't hurt. My feelings aren't hurt. I'm a neutral observer. That's
all. Oh, no. It drives me crazy. These players, they work out all year to get to play 12 regular season games, and they can't play half of a game because one of their conference foes
is so incompetent
they can't stay within 40 points.
All right.
Let them play, man.
I got to pick this up. Follow Doug on Twitter. Read Doug on Cleveland.com. He's great. Doug, thank you very much for the time, buddy.
See you, fellas. Bye.
Doug LaMaurice joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Got one thought on that.
Hey, my head's going to be on a swivel in New Hampshire next time I go up there.
More on the Bronze. I've been to Manchester, New Hampshire. They have a Hess station there. It's pretty nice. And I think we actually, I can't believe I'm saying this, we might actually have a bit of a creamy nougat about the Wisconsin job, of all things. You might want to keep it here. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, live on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
There were a ton of upsets in September, and October gonna be no different. That's why you need BetQL app. Yes. BetQL app looks at every bet from every game. Not like these other apps that only look at a third of those bets from an eighth of those games. They also go ahead and rank them on a scale of 1 to 5 stars. So some of them will have 5 stars, meaning, oh boy, that's one that you have a chance to cash in on. Conversely, if there's only one with 1 star or perhaps 2, then you're going to have less of a chance to cash in, according to the BetQL app and the readout that I have in front of me. Now, if it has 3 stars, anyone's guess. I mean, that's going to be one of those games you go, I don't know if that's a game I should bet, but maybe some of my buddies are a little more confident and maybe they want to be the ones to take advantage of a three-star game based on the BetQL app and how they have those games slated on a hierarchy from 1 to 5, depending on all of the games and all of the bets that they look at on a daily basis. Get started today. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com.
216-578-0092. Now I'm starting to do it. Do you want to do
Don't
this now?
Be no different.
You want to do this now or right at the end of the show?
Well, just quickly, because when we have these nuggets to drop, and we just finished talking to Doug Lemarise.
I can't believe this. This is going to be
well. So there's some big names being bandied about for this Wisconsin job. And when we have a chance to get any creamy nuggets out there, Kenny, what do?
I do the creamy nuggets.
So already some of the rumored names we are seeing. Matt Campbell is being brought up. Now, Jim Leonard, former Browns player.
Yes.
Safety, punt returner, kind of.
And really was a coach on the field.
He was a punt returner.
He was a fair catch caller.
A punt catcher and sit-downer.
So I tweeted out yesterday, Jim Leonard was, God bless his heart now, Jim Leonard was the only guy that the coaching staff trusted to go back there and fair catch the punt. They didn't trust anybody else in that roster to go back there and catch those punts. So Jim Leonard, it's nothing against Jim Leonard. He was the only guy they trusted to catch the damn ball and just stand there and fair catch it.
Matt Rhule is another name. Of course, he's coaching the Panthers and Baker Mayfield. Oh, they had to mention him. So there are some names that are bandied about for this job, which was considered, I don't know if prestigious would be the term, but a very good job in the
Big
Ten.
It's a good job. It's fun. Camp Randall's fun.
So, you know, we have been working the phones, and we had gotten tipped off.
I can't believe this.
That there might be another name that is a Wisconsin legend, that is somebody who's already been doing some coaching, especially here at Browns training camp recently and over the last few years. Somebody that...
Stop dancing around.
On Wisconsin is actually tattooed on his right buttock.
He has a tattoo?
Oh, he hasn't shown you?
No.
Wow. No.
Just say it. Say who it is.
That future first ballot Hall of Famer, left tackle, great of the Cleveland Browns, Joe Thomas, is not only being considered by some of the bigwigs there, but also may have some interest for the open position at the school that he loves and adores. And I'm not seeing his name right now.
I think
Bill Bender had a list, wasn't on there.
I think it would be awesome if he did it. It'd be a hell of a lot of work, but I think it would be awesome if he did it.
He was working with Jedrick Wills members of that offensive line this past offseason.
Wills has looked rejuvenated.
How great has Wills looked?
Oh, my God. He has looked better. What is the what's the NIL situation there?
Actually, they do have a little more money than some of the other places that are having trouble.
Really?
In coaching. And a couple of the big boosters, Joe Thomas knows very well. The Cole family, also a big finance guy behind the scenes.
Isn't that the
Ted Kellner, who's a big donor there. Joe has been hobnobbing with in recent years.
Isn't that the reason what's-his-face left the recruiting for the assistants and the money for the assistants? The one guy went to Oregon State.
Oh, Gary Anderson?
Yeah, thank you. I always think of the pro stock driver, Gary Anderson.
It's been a disaster ever since he left Wisconsin.
Well, you know, pro stock guy.
Yeah, left for a paycheck. You leave for a paycheck. It happens. That's what happens.
We're just connecting the dots here. Barry Alvarez can't say enough good things about Joe Thomas, anytime he's asked, almost unprovoked, like they'll be talking about the bass fishing weights or the walleye fishing weight scandal, and all of a sudden Barry Alvarez is like, well, enough about that. How about Joe Thomas?
What would you do if Joe actually took the job? You're an Ohio State guy.
It'd be tough. I'd have mixed allegiances. I really would.
See, I'm an Akron guy. I can have all the allegiance to Joe I want. That's the beauty of it. My buddy's already the equipment guy up there. This is great.
That'd be a seamless transition.
This is great. I would hope they would seriously consider him, and I would hope that he would take it if they were to seriously consider him.
You'd be wearing more free sweaters every day, huh?
Yeah, if they could find my size.
I mean, can you imagine?
It's Wisconsin. They have people.
Hire Man Genie just to fire him so you can get those sweaters.
Is there a better tag team than Barry Alvarez, Joe Thomas? Is that not cut from the exact same cloth?
Who's the play-by-play of the Wisconsin Badgers?
You know what? He's an Ohio State alumni. Yeah.
Can Ken Carman be the new play-by-play voice of the Wisconsin Badgers?
Joe has that kind of power.
If Joe were the head coach, I'd sure as hell hope so. That'd be so cool. Good. I hope he is considered, and I hope he, or I should say, I would hope he would consider it. If he is under consideration, which it seems like it would be, I don't doubt your sources.
Matt LaPay is a play-by-play voice.
Oh, he's good.
From
That's
Vandalia,
right.
He's Ohio.
He's good.
Want to take a call?
I think we're out of time. It's okay. Baskin and Phelps will get him. Man, that'd be cool, man.
Looks like Friday is going to be a sellout for your Cleveland Guardians.
Oh, really?
Yep.
I got all the negative Nancy saying it wasn't going to be a sellout.
Limited remaining right now
yeah.
for Saturday and Sunday.
Gardos, baby. Gardos.
I'll be in 107.
But the Sunday walk-up, they won't have a problem. After that Browns game, depending on what time that game would be.
Well, hopefully there's no game on Sunday. Hopefully right. they just sweep Friday and Saturday, and then that's it. That's it, and that's all, babe. And for this show, that's it, and that's all. We turn the book to Tuesday. I'm nervous about tomorrow because I'm afraid I'm going to be angrier tomorrow than I was today.
I don't know. You played it cool.
Big thanks to Daryl Ryder. Big thanks to Doug Le Maurice. He was excellent. For Big Country, for Jeff, for Double A, for the slippery wizard Anthony Lima. I'm Ken Carmen. Have a wonderful day, my friends. Even though I'm mad, I'm disappointed. Go Browns. Go Gardos. Not disappointed in them. Go Gardos.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.